Workers are allowed to read Krishna on top of a tree or on top of roses. Stone. Workers who are picking fruit from a tree. And on top of the tree, and it's time for Krishna. They're allowed to recite the Krishna right where they are. They don't have to come down from the tree to recite Krishna. And so too, if they're on top of a building, they're building something, and on top of roses, stone. They're allowed to recite Krishna right where they are. They don't have to go down. And since they are working, and they're already on top of the tree, on top of the roses, stone, and it's time for Krishna, the Hamam did not require them to come down to read Krishna. And that's because Krishna only requires Kavana for the first pasuk. Somebody recites Krishna and has Kavana only for the first pasuk, which is Ma'isra Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he would be Yotze. And it's possible for workers to have Kavana for the first pasuk even while they're on the top of the tree, on top of roses of stone. Chacham allows them to recite Krishna right where they are, since they are workers and they're already on top of the tree, or on top of roses of stones. But somebody who's not a worker is not allowed to recite Krishna on top of the tree, or on top of roses of stone. Masha'ina, Rishon, Lassus, came to Tefillah. Well, this is something they are not allowed to do for Tefillah, for Davin Shmona Esrei. They're not allowed to daven on top of a tree, on top of rows of stone. They would have to come down and daven. As Tefillah Shmona Esrei requires Kavana, as we're begging Rachman for ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're begging mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not proper to do so without having Kavana, without paying attention to what you're saying. So since Tefillah requires Kavana, it is forbidden for them to daven where they are. They would have to come down and daven as it's impossible to have kavana for the entire Shmoneh Esrei on top of a tree or on top of rows of stones. Sechah brachas parabeis mishnah hey chasam patam ekriyish ma belayla arisha ad mitzvah yishabes emlo afam mais a chasam, somebody who had just gotten married, and the practice was in those days to get married on Wednesday night, he is patam from kriyish ma the first night of his marriage all the way up to mitzvah yishabes, the first four nights of his marriage, if he has not yet had relation with his wife. As he is torah tears of the mitzvah, he's thinking about the mitzvah to have a relation with his wife, which is the mitzvah, is called Bila's mitzvah, and is very troubled by the possibility that maybe his wife is not a basula, so therefore he cannot have kavana for Krishma. It's very difficult for him to have kavana, and you're not yotze Krishma if you don't have kavana for at least the first pasuk of Krishma. So therefore, he's pasuk from Krishma the first four nights if he had not yet had a relation with his wife, as osa the mitzvah, pasuk from a mitzvah, somebody is involved in one mitzvah. It's pasuk from a different mitzvah. But after Mitzvah Shabbat, even if he had not yet had a relation with his wife, he would be chayv in Krishma. By that time, he is no longer as troubled by the possibility of his wife not being a basula, and therefore it's possible for him to have kavana for Krishma. Ma'isa b'Rabbi Gamliel shakara b'layla rishon shenasa. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel that he recited Krishma the first night that he got married. Amru lo tamida, his student said to Rabbi Gamliel, lo li matatanu rabbeinu, shachasim patim in Krishma b'layla harishon. Didn't you teach us already that a chasim is patim from Krishma the first night? Amar lehem, ain't he shamei lechem, lebatul mimeni, machos shamayim, afilu shahacha. Rabbi Gamliel said to his students, I would not listen to you to say I have to take upon myself machos shamayim even for 1 second. I would not delay saying Krishma even for 1 second, even though I just got married. As according to Rabbi Gamliel, even though a chasen is parted from Krishma, that's only one who doesn't think he can have kavana. In such a case, he would be parted from Krishma. But Rabbi Gamliel knows that he himself could have kavana, and therefore he did recite the Krishma. As it's not considered yuhura, it's not considered gaiva, immodesty to recite the Krishna. As you might think, even though he himself could have kavana, but people who see him reciting Krishna will think he's not being modest and showing everybody that he can have kavana, even though others cannot. At the point of Rabbi Gamliel, it is not considered gaiva to do so, since he himself knows he can have kavana. He went ahead and recited Krishna, even though he had just gotten